Our first reading is from the book of 1 Samuel in chapter 17, and I'm going to be just reading some selections here because it is a long chapter, but it's also a familiar story. I hope this is a good reminder of the story of David and Goliath for you. Now the Philistines gathered their armies for battle. The Philistines stood on the mountain on one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side with a valley between them. And there came out from the camp of the Philistines a champion named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He spoke to the Israelites, saying, "Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us." When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David overheard some of these words because he was hanging around the camp, as young boys do. And David said to Saul, "Let no one's heart fail because of him. Your servant, I myself, will go and fight with this Philistine." Saul said to David, "You're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him. You're just a boy, and he has been a warrior from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And whenever a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock, I went after it and struck it down, rescuing the lamb from its mouth. And if it turned against me, I would catch it by the jaws, strike it down, and kill it. Your servant has killed both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, since he has defied the armies of the living God." David said, "The Lord who saved me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will save me from the hand of the Philistine." So Saul said to David, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." Saul clothed David with his armor, put a bronze helmet on his head, clothed him with a coat of mail, and David strapped Saul's sword over his armor, and then he tried in vain to walk, for he wasn't used to them. Then David said to Saul, "I can't walk with these. I am not used to them." So David removed them. Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose 5 smooth stones from the wadi, and he put them in his shepherd's bag, in his pouch. His sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. The Philistine came on and drew near to David with his shield bearer in front of him. And when the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and handsome in appearance. And the Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods and said, "Come to me and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the wild animals of the field." But David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This very day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And I will give the dead bodies of the Philistine army this very day to the birds of the air and the wild animals of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all in this assembly may know that the Lord does not save by sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand." When the Philistine drew nearer to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. David put his hand in the bag, took out a stone, slung it, and struck the Philistine on his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell down onto the ground. This is the end of the first reading. And our second reading is from the Gospel according to Mark in chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. When evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let's go across to the other side of the sea." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great gale arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. And he said to his disciples, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with a great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.